This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second biggest ranking official in the North Korean embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Thae Young Ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital, Seoul, and is under government protection. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentences. The announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jails for the thousands of people who have been arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. In town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, South Sudan's new first vice president, met with reporters Wednesday in Nairobi. Jill Craig reports.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Deng Gai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace.
Deng announced that his government has prioritized combining the forces of President Salva Kiir and former first vice president Riek Machar, with the goal of having one fully unified army by May 2017. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
More events today. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three of the high-profile events. This is VOA News. A Brazilian judge has issued an order preventing American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fine from leaving the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies about being robbed earlier this week. But Lochte's father told the Associated Press his son has already returned to the U.S. Brazilian officials are suggesting that the U.S. swimmers may not have told the whole truth and need to answer questions. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be the campaign chief executive officer, and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovar government of what he called the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. Biden called for reconciliation between Kosovo and Serbia.
And it starts with pursuing closer cooperation and peaceful negotiations with your neighbors, even your former enemies.
After talks with Kosovar President Hashim Thaci in Pristina, Biden traveled south and dedicated a road to his son Bo, who died of brain cancer last year. Indonesia observed its Independence Day Wednesday by scuttling 60 foreign fishing boats that had been confiscated while unlawfully fishing in its territorial waters. Susi Pujiastuti is Indonesia's Minister of Maritime and Fisheries.
And today we finally able to sink 60 of them as an artificial reef in 8 locations.
The Indonesian government has adopted a firm position against illegal fishing in its waters. A Malaysian fuel tanker has apparently been hijacked and taken into Indonesian waters. Malaysian maritime authorities said Wednesday the tanker Veer Harmoni went missing Tuesday, the day after leaving the port of Tanjung Pelepas. It was carrying about 900,000 liters of diesel fuel. The vessel has been spotted in the waters off the Indonesian island of Batam near Singapore. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California ordered the evacuation of more than 82,000 people after a rapidly spreading wildfire broke out Tuesday north of San Bernardino. Fire officials do not know what caused the fire, but about 12 hours after it began, they say it had already burned about 6,000 hectares. The flames and smoke prompted road closures, including part of a highway that links Los Angeles and Las Vegas. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.